Alderman Nelson, or Hanneman still has the floor.
No, I'll yield for the comment.
No, well, to touch on Alderwoman Hanneman's, where does that 466 come out of then? What fund does it come out of? Did you clarify that?
So this would be in a future capital projects fund. So it would be 2024, 2025. We would have to budget that in the finances overall spending for capital projects, so.
So if we were able then to go with this potential impact fees, would we have to widen it from 5 feet to 6 feet to make it work?
I believe we would, but that might be maybe a legal question. We could verify it. But in my mind, that's, so for example, St. Martin's, that's why we made it 6 foot. So I call it a trail so we could do that. It's very, as I understand, it's very clear they don't want sidewalks to be paid for out of the park impact fee monies. But if we could widen it to maybe a 6 foot, might be good enough that we could call it a trail. I'll have to find out.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, Alderman Dandridge had his hand up, and then Alderman Willem, and then I've got a point.
Engineer Morrow, is there also going to be bike striping on the road? And is there going, is this going to be wide enough to allow for that? Or then, is that path going to be used for cyclists?
My understanding is that when they redo the road, it's more or less a fancy mill and fill. They don't plan to really widen and improve the roadway itself. It might be nicer to ride, but the accommodations, I believe, would be the same as what they are now.
Did I read in here then that it's going to have striping for cyclists?
I think you may be, again, I think that may be in the next council action item.
Oh, is it? It's in here somewhere.
I believe it's for the next one regarding Lover's Lane.
Okay, so, I mean, you're an avid cyclist, and there's going to be a lot of cyclists that are going to be riding their bikes. And to go from Drexel on, we've got to get onto Loomis. And so it does interfere with that speed of traffic on Loomis. So I'm just edification, clarification. I mean, I have no problem, and Alderwoman Hanneman went in because that was my same thought. Can we utilize park impact fees in this scenario? So I think it's a good thing to investigate.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent thought. I think your direction tonight should be to tell me to modify it for a trail.
Okay, no, thanks. I'll yield to the rest.
Alderman Willem.
Was that a new change with 5 feet to 6 feet? Because College Avenue walkway was 5. And we use park impact fees for a portion of it.
I'm not so sure I'd want to use College Avenue as a template for other projects, but we can investigate. I don't know.
Okay, I really support that. That would take care of the impact fee issue for a while, too. Maybe we could fund it up, you know, ahead of time and meet all of our deadlines on that. Thank you.
A couple of things on this. First, did I promise someone else the floor? No?
No, I'm going to ask you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman. First of all, this is on the east side of the street, and Velo Village is on the west side, just to point that out. They're a long way away from this, access to this, depending on what happens with the future development.
There could be some dominoes.
So it'll be a pain for them to get to this because they're going to have to cross the Rawson Avenue Bridge, which really isn't set up for bicycle traffic at this point. So it's going to be an issue. On the plus side, the Root River, I'm sorry, the Oak Leaf Trail, I believe, is designated across the bridge as part of the trail. So that may help us. I do like the idea of using park impact fees for this because any way we look at it, we will have to borrow for this.
Yes, sir.
And that's $500,000, guys.
Could I just add one additional comment, Mayor? Just to interject.
Sure, Alderman Willem.
Didn't portion of the Rock have part of the
That's
review
correct.
Of the Oak Leaf? So,
That's correct.
I mean, I think we can massage this thing to make it work.
That's correct. And the county should kick in some, but as we all know, they don't have any money. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of this. This is a mile and third of not a lot of people around it, but, you know, I'm not going to stand in the way of it either. But anyway. Okay, Alderman Mayor.
So, taking up what you guys just discussed, this is going to be serving a TIF district. Why can't we pay for it with TIF finance?
The direct answer for that is, first of all, it wasn't in the project plan, and second of all, everybody and their brother's taking money out of that TIF to pay for stuff that's, we need revenue in that TIF district, not more expenses.
That doesn't change the fact that it's where we should get the money from. It's going to be serving the TIF district, and we add things to the project, you just said we add things to the project all the time. I think it should be added to the TIF and paid for
through
the TIF district. Just my opinion.
Anyone else? Alderman Hanneman.
Something that popped into my head at our meeting on July 7th, we had a concept review with a developer who wanted to build multifamily housing there along Loomis Road south of the Pickens Base. And so I do wonder if somehow part of that couldn't be included as a part if they were to come back with a planned development district, and how it would impact on timing if we went ahead and put the sidewalk in there, would it have to be subsequently removed for the development and replaced? I don't know the answer to that. I'm just raising the question as far as timing is concerned.
That would be an issue. Mr. Moore.
So I guess I would say, and of course it all depends on timing, but again, this project won't happen until 2024, 2025, I think is what I indicated. So if, say, the developer that approached the Common Council at the last meeting were truly interested, I would anticipate that they would be underway, and that might be something we could require the developer, and then maybe in lieu of actually building that, he could help donate some cost to that project.
I think that might be a fine idea.
Is there a motion regarding this matter? Or has there been? Alderman Mayor?
Wants to take the motion.
Motion, no.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion to move forward with the trail notification to the DLC, with staff looking into the ability to use impact fees and or TIF funding.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G12, which is Franklin preferences for DOT design of Lover's Lane from Rawson to College. Mr. City Engineer.
So this is the one that was referenced, I think, in the last item. This one has received a lot of comment and conversation. We had public meeting at the high school. This is a more extensive project that DOT is planning to go from Rawson to College Avenue. If you can imagine the mess, the project that Hell's Corners went through, it'll be something like that as it continues south. There are some issues that will be highly controversial, maybe. At least it will catch people's attention by chance. So they need some answers from the city. And so if you have time, let's walk down through them. First question they have for Franklin, do we want crosswalks marked anywhere outside of the signal at Speedway? It is possible if we anticipate a lot of back and forth pedestrian traffic, maybe we might want to do that. Staff does not recommend that that's probably needed nor warranted. The second thing that they're asking is, do we want ladders?
Can we do this one at a time?
Sure.
There needs to be a crosswalk at the seminary.
At the seminary? Okay. At the seminary?
Alderman Dandrea.
Yes, give me a crosswalk there. I would love to make that
motion. Is there a second? Do we want to do it that way?
For the seminary?
Yeah.
I'll second.
I don't. Does the council really care if we do motions?
No, we'll just make them all at once. Okay.
We'll just make suggestions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Alderman Dandrea.
Alderman Mayor, are you done? There's already a crosswalk at the Speedway because there's all kinds of people that walk
at Drexel.
Yeah, at Drexel. So
Speedway, the road, like Menards.
Oh, Speedway, the road.
Yes.
That little section there that crosses Rawson.
They will include a crosswalk as part of the project. So the question is, do we want them at other locations in addition to the signal?
Alderman Mayor is more familiar, or Nelson is more familiar with that area, and he's giving me a thumbs up. Yes.
Yes,
Alderman Nelson.
No, I'm simply saying yes. And
well, let's be clear about the location, because we're saying Speedway, and some of us automatically think Menards.
Okay. So I'm going to yield to Mr. Morrow first because I know what he's going to say.
Quick question. You say the seminary. Are we talking about the area south of Rawson?
We're talking about Sacred Heart Monastery and Seminary.
That is south of Rawson. That is outside the project limits.
Then forget what Dan and I just said.
Okay. I'm a newbie here.
5 years.
Mr. Morrow, do you mind just continuing to talk more about that the crosswalk, because it's going to lead into the traffic pattern stuff. So I agree we need to put more crosswalks. Exactly, we're going to have a problem, as I'm foreseeing a problem with the changing of the traffic patterns as we discussed. But so if we were to put a crosswalk in exactly at the Speedway area, okay, which exact area are we talking about? I mean,
So Speedway, the Menards, let's call it the Menards intersection. At the signal, when you have the stop bar where traffic is supposed to stop, in front of you would cross a crosswalk. So those crosswalks around that intersection is included in the project. So the question is, where else along the project would you want to have pedestrians crossing Lover's Lane?
In your engineering thoughts, given what's the most, I mean, I know there's got to be guidelines because we've got a number of people, you've got a very dense population, you've got the multifamily unit housing that they're going back and forth. I mean, are we required or are we mandated to put a certain amount per area?
So, no, you're not mandated. I guess the question is, so if you lived in residential area, east or west of the road, and you wanted to go to, say, Menards or the strip center with the other stores, it's conceivable there will be sidewalks as part of the project. Those are included. You would get on a sidewalk and you would traverse north, and then if you wanted to cross the road, you would cross up there. I don't, given the, if you can imagine how much concern we had about the roundabout, I'm not sure I'm comfortable putting pedestrians in the crossing Lover's Lane anywhere in that section because of the configuration we're going to be putting cars into, where they're trying to watch cars, and we already get concerns about traffic speeds, and I think that would be dangerous.
So with that note, do I still the floor, Mayor? With that note, where then could they cross safely? Because Menards is very busy, the strip center is very busy, and if they're going to be, you know, back and forth with Speedway, and then they've got that, they're adding. I mean, so where would you put? We have to have a crosswalk.
Well, and so, but Menards, the intersection there, it is a busy intersection, but it's also a signalized intersection.
Correct.
So you hit the button and you wait for the flashing man to walk across.
And we're good with that.
I think that's sufficient. Yes.
Okay.
Is there a crosswalk at College?
I do not believe so. I would suggest to you, so for example, let's say I used to live at Plum Tree Apartments, which is just on the other side. So if you lived in there, you could actually walk to Lover's Lane, head south, and cross at the intersection, because I can't imagine most of Ewald's visitors come walking, although it'd be a good place to buy a car, right? So, I would say the number of pedestrian traffic would be light trying to cross right there for that reason. There you go.
No, there
is
no stairs.
The new intersection?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, there's a new light there.
There is a light at College?
Yep.
So if there is a brand new light, then there would be a crosswalk, because they do have crosswalks for the signal light. I can check, but.
All right, so we're racing through these, so the answer to number one is no.
Correct.
The second one is the ladder style crosswalks. For the crosswalks we do have, they are willing to put in just a basic bar. I will tell you that everywhere else in the city of Franklin, we upgrade ours, and we are willing to take this under our wing too, and have the nice ones. They're just a lot more visible for safety of pedestrians.
Okay.
They ask if we want our bicycle lanes marked. So they will mark the white line, but they are asking, do we want the extra bicycle, you know, turn lane kinds of, you know, things that show the little man on the bike. We recommend the upgrade if you're going to have a bicycle lane, but it's not necessary. They will put it in for us for free. We just have to maintain them in the future, minimal cost to the city.
I'd go with it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I like your recommendations. Yeah. I mean,
okay. This next one is, do we want street lighting in the area? So it's important to point out that we have some monies available to upgrade things. We cannot use that pot of funds for actually purchasing normal lights. But if we purchase normal lights, we can upgrade them to something else. They indicate that if we were to light this entire segment, it would be $150,000, thereabouts. I guess the only thing I might back off on is, do you want it just for the commercial areas, or would you want that to continue all the way south to Rawson?
I'm a south to Rawson position on that.
Okay, go all the way to Rawson?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, we're talking money here.
So there's $150,000.
So let's not do that one just by winking a nod. Let's do a motion and...
You want a separate motion, Mayor?
Yeah, we're talking money here.
Oh, no, I understand that, I'm making my motion to move that lighting, and if you want to put the exact area.
From College to Rawson.
From College Both to sides. Rawson. It's just that busy. That's okay. I'm making a motion for that.
So the motion is to make full lighting package from Rawson to College. Is there a second to that motion? At approximately $150,000.
I'll second, but I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Alderman D'Andrea.
In the write-up, it shows that it's a 50-50 cost share. Is it 150 or is it 75?
I stand corrected. So you read that correct. Our portion of this would be $75,000. I just saved you 75.
That seems cheap, Glenn.
150 is actually for the lighting system, but then they'll split. So keep in mind, that is a standard plain Jane lighting system. Now the question is, do we want to upgrade it to make it I want to call it the fancy system, like we did for 27th Street? I would suggest that it would be nice if they were to match what Hell's Corners just did. Now for the upgrade from the plain Jane to the fancy system, we can use the CSS funds, and we have $371,000 we can use for that.
Wait a minute. Before you go upselling, you got to get me past $75,000. That seems really cheap for that lighting.
$150,000 is the cost of the lighting, but the state will pay half, and we will pay half.
$150,000 seems real cheap for that lighting.
That's the quote I was given from DOT. I can triple check.
Okay, but the motion is Alderman Wilhelm.
What is that, about a mile?
Rawson to College would be about a mile, I would guess.
And how many lights do you just put in a mile section?
Probably four.
That wasn't discussed. I don't know offhand the exact number.
Quarter.
The reason I'm asking is, would you calculate approximately how many light poles and figure out if that cost seems reasonable? So isn't it usually about $25,000 of light?
Well, if you look at Rawson Avenue, there's, 700 lights on Rawson Avenue?
Anyway, I'm just wondering if you could find that out.
I can research that. I don't know that number offhand.
Thank you.
So, okay, the motion's on the floor for $75,000. All those in favor of the motion to ask the state to include that for about $75,000, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Would you like to further ask that they upgrade it to the
yes.
to the lights that Hell's Corners put in?
At least to know a cost.
Well, that would use CSS funds. Which
yes, sir.
Are
we have an account of money. Yes.
Free. Right. CSS funds are, in quotation marks, free.
I'll agree with it.
That's my motion. Yes.
Bet then.
All those in favor of using CSS funds for that purpose, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
So a sidewalk shared use path, the design currently has that in there, because if it did not have it in there, it would totally jeopardize the funding sources and they may not be able to make it happen. So we do recommend that we ask for the sidewalk shared use paths, but that would require that also that we would have a maintenance agreement. So it would be installed for us at no cost, but we would have to take that in our inventory, so we would be fixing the crack and repairing it and potentially replace it if needs be.
Somehow Trans 75 rears its ugly head. Okay.
It's an ADA issue. So here's the last question that may or may not take some conversation. Does Franklin want to use CSS funds? So we have just decided that we'd like to spend some funds on the decorative lighting. What other kinds of, I want to call them frills, would you like to see? I list several examples in there. They basically pay to make things nicer or to pay for additional, again, features or frills along the roadway. Do you have a preference of something you might like to see? I guess I asked Callie to, if she would think of anything, you know, with the whole banner thing she's going through. She really didn't have any good ideas because she'd like to use existing light poles or the new light poles for the banners. But maybe something along those lines, or benches or something along those lines. What is your pleasure?
The available options are limited, however. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say they're limited. I list several options in there, and that's as an examples. So I'll read them here. Aesthetic railings, anti-graffiti coatings, bicycle pedestrian accommodations, aesthetic and recreational features on bridges, decorative fencing, decorative landscaping, decorative treatments on concrete pavement, curb and gutter treatments, bump outs, crosswalk, terrace pavers, planters, benches, kiosk, native prairie seating or native planting, noise barriers, aesthetic treatment and design and retaining walls, non-standard sidewalks, special signaling and signing, wildlife crossing, etc.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
How about landscaping, trees, something to make it look a little less forest over there?
I'm good with that.
Landscaping would be great. Keep in mind there's limited right-of-way, but I think wherever they can, it'd be nice to stick shrubs and trees and other plantings.